At the Info Ag Conference, I'm visiting with Chris Tucker, and we're going to talk about Precision Earth. And I guess, first of all, Chris, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you guys are doing.
Well, this all started basically back in October. I got my first iPhone. I've been in the Precision Ag industry since 1999, so I've got a pretty solid background. And once I got my first iOS device, my eyes were opened up to the possibilities of having a new data collection device in the iOS system with the iPhone and the iPad. See a lot of farmers carrying around iPhones now. A lot of people are using iPads. I've seen a lot of people actually skip the PC and go to a mobile device for their internet, email, things of that nature. So I thought it'd be a perfect fit to start doing some development work for agriculture within the precision ag arena. And so we've developed an app called Precision Earth that in its current form is basically a soil sampling app, which that's the most common operation people use with mobile devices in precision ag now, is to collect soil samples. I see this potentially evolving into more of a full-fledged crop scouting as well as a soil sampling app, but we use shape files, import, export shape files. That data is handled in and out through iTunes or a secondary program that we have available called Local Connect, and we can import data, export it. Like I said, it's shape file format, so we play with pretty much all the major precision ag GIS software that's available now.
Well, I'll just give you an anecdote here that I was just talking to somebody who was asking me if I knew how he could get shape files into a tablet device.
Sure.
I think I might have a suggestion for him. So it shows that there's an interest out there. And maybe we ought to, just because there are some people that may not understand that, tell me what a shape file is, because that's key to what you're doing.
Sure. A shape file is a spatial file. It can be a point file, a line file, a polygon file, which in soil sampling you're collecting polygons and point data. So that is the format in which, after you collect this data and save it, that's the format that has to go into your program to preview it, you know, if you're pulling it in from another program, or to export it out to your desktop. So it's just like a Microsoft Word file, you know. This is a shape file.
And it basically, when you are using this device, then creates a graphical display that can show you that information, whatever it happens to be you're looking at.
Yeah, basically with the soil sampling app, you know, you're plotting points in the field, using the graphical interface, you know, to navigate through the field, see where you're at, and you know, to go on about your business of collecting samples.
So I guess I'd ask, how's the reception? I mean, what's the feedback you're getting already?
It's been much greater than really what I expected. You know, you kind of come into a room of people that I've respected over the years, people in this industry, companies in this industry, and, you know, when people walk up to you and are impressed with your product and are interested, you know, that it makes you feel good.
So did you develop the app on your own, or did you have to work with a developer to put this together?
This is a kind of a joint venture product with Cogent 3D and AGS Sales and Consulting, which is the company that I represent. And they had basically created the GIS backbone on an iOS device that was readily available, and we customized that for agriculture.
So I assume you're kind of just at the starting point of this whole venture. Where do you see this going? I mean, how do you want to picture this business a year or more?
I know the iOS devices are not going away. You know, whether or not we want to go with a full-fledged GIS program that resides on that device. Time will tell. You know, we want to play with everyone at this point in time and be a friendly face in the marketplace, and you know, possibly give access to give the technology access maybe to anyone that wants to utilize the iOS technology for data collection.
What about have you got any thoughts or plans on some of the other tablet platforms out there, like Android, Honeycomb, that's out now?
I think Android is probably going to be the next platform, but there's some current issues that haven't been resolved yet, and that's why we haven't went down that path. And until some of those issues with that operating system get resolved, we will probably be holding off on that.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty responsible for a fair amount of Apple sales because I'm a major Mac platform kind of guy, you know. So I'm guessing that Apple probably loves you too.
I hope Steve loves us. You know, I've been a diehard Microsoft fan my whole life, partly because of bad experiences with Macs in elementary school. but I've become a recent convert here in the last year, and I think it's great technology, and I think the mobile platform is going to continue to grow. I think it'll slowly be absorbed into this industry more and more over the next 5 years or longer. You know, it's an up-and-coming technology. I know everyone hasn't figured out how they want to utilize it yet, but even beyond spatial data collection, you know, there's lots of other uses for these iOS devices in the ag industry from a sales perspective. You know, there's just a lot of uses for these mobile devices.
So I guess before we close, I didn't think to ask this earlier, but if I'm a farmer or a consultant or something, how do I get started? What do I need to do in order to use Precision Earth?
Okay. Currently, Precision Earth is not available in iTunes yet. We expect that to be available within the next month, probably sometime in August. So just go to iTunes, search Precision Earth, and should download it and go to work.
All right. Well, we'll point them that way, make sure that we keep our eye open for when it is available in the iTunes store and give it a try ourselves. Thank you very much. That's Chris Tucker, and we've been talking about Precision Earth. You can find out more at precisionearth.com. And here from the InfoAg Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.